Blog Talk Radio.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise it the way I say things. Sometimes I just get so bubbly on the inside, I just want to holler it out. Come on.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself.
A holler,
holler, stirring up from the depths of my.
Lord, I just want to say thank you. I when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My Lord, my God, because you counted me worthy, I'm here today. Lord, it is you. It is you, Father God, that has done all things, oh God. You're the creator of all things. Oh, sovereign God, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, Father God. Lord, I thank you for my mother, my brothers and sisters, my husband and children, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for my family, oh God, that you kept all day on yesterday, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that I didn't get a call in the wee hours of the morning saying someone has been taken from us. Lord, I thank you for keeping us, oh God, and giving your angels charge over us. Lord, I thank you for making a way out of no way, God. I thank you for healing my body, oh God, when the doctors didn't know what was wrong. Lord, because you are our great physician, you are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our redeemer. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We love you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues, we still couldn't thank you enough. But yet still we thank you today, oh God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Move on this line today. Touch every heart and mind right now. Open up the channels of our spirit, oh God, so that we can receive, hallelujah, from you today, oh God. We just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we come to you right now as humble as we know how, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a praise on the inside. Y'all need to know. I can't keep it to myself. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Welcome you all to the show. I'm your host, Barbara Teacher Dale. I hope you're having a good day because I am, because God is able. I am here. I thank God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living, to get it right with Christ. I thank God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do in me, in you, and all that believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want you to open up your mouth today and just shout, thank you. Glory to the Most High God. Your line is open. If you want to shout, shout. Open up your mouth and give God our praise, our glory, and honor because he is worthy. It's not a time to be shy. It ain't a time to be bashful. It's a time to open up your mouth. The devil want to keep you quiet because he knows if he keep your mouth quiet, he can do all kinds of things in your life. He can keep you sick. He can keep you broken. He can keep you broke down. He can keep you depressed and oppressed because he knows you keep your mouth closed. The work that he can do in you. I need you to open your mouth today and just thank God. Say glory to your name, Father God. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. We just want to say thank you, Jehovah, the Father who walks for us. We thank you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of our peace, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who hears, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Bethadishkim, Jehovah Seeker, do we thank you. El Zanah, we thank you. El Zabor, we thank you. Hallelujah, move right now. El Shaddai, we thank you, the God of more than enough. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Know how to receive your blessing. Know how to receive your healing. You got to open up your mouth and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Don't let the devil stop you from shouting. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your hallelujah. Don't let the devil steal your faith in Jesus. Don't let the devil steal your peace. Don't let the devil steal your happiness. Don't let the devil steal your healing. God is able. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you once again, I got a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. And if you say she hollers too much, you hang up the call because you don't understand what God has done for me and what God has brought me through. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? I'm not talking about my mother. I'm not talking about my husband. I'm not talking about my children. I'm talking about the Lord, the Most High God, Almighty God, the Sovereign God. Just kicked up high and look down low. Hallelujah. Talk me through when I couldn't talk to nobody. My Lord, my God, he said, come, my child. My Lord, he come up on Shakaya. I didn't ignore the call. I didn't act like I didn't see him calling. I went right in. Hallelujah. Are you willing today to receive what God has for you? Are you tired of running from your calling? Are you ready to answer the call? Because God is calling you, hallelujah, for a mighty great work in his kingdom. Now I'm here to tell you a word about positions in this world. But when God positions you, know that it's a gift and a blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Open up your mouth and shout, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Lord, I got a praise on the inside this morning that I can't keep to myself. My Lord, my God, when it could have been, should have been, and would have been me. When God said no, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for saying no. I thank you, God, for saying yes. I thank you, God, for saying wait. I thank you, God, for saying go. Hallelujah. My Lord. increase the faith of your believers today. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we need more of you, oh God. So we come asking in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait. Oh Lord, we come withholding nothing on today. We come casting all our burdens down, all our cares, oh God. When we know that you care for us, oh God. So we give it all over to you, Lord. We put it all in your hands today, oh God. We leave it right there, oh God. And we just gonna pick up what you said is ours. Every promise that you promised us, we pick up healing on today. We pick up goodness. We pick up grace and mercy. Hallelujah. We pick up peace and joy and happiness. And we wear it on today. We're walking in our newness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, just say, if you can believe, all things are possible to the believer. He said, with man it will fail, but with God, all things are possible. My Lord, my God, with man it's going to come to an end one day. With God, it took from everlasting to everlasting. I don't know who you think you are, who you think your God is, but if you don't have a God that can do all things, I suggest today you surrender all over to the Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, he won't fail you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. My Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Most High God. Oh, God, move in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Let breakthrough come on this line today. Holy Spirit, take us over. Baptize everybody with the Holy Ghost with fire. My Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. I got a praise on the inside. I can't keep to myself. My Lord, he come. We thank you, Lord. Once again, welcome to the show. Like I said, I got a praise on the inside. I can't keep to myself, and I won't keep it to myself. If anybody would hear me today, I want to say to God that I serve, the Most High God, the Almighty God, the All-Sovereign God, the God that is able. My Lord, he come. God that created heaven and earth, the God that created you and me, hallelujah. I want you to know today that he's able. He's able. I don't care what it looks like. He's able. He's still able today. He's still working miracles today. He's still doing it. Hallelujah. But you got to believe it to receive it. The Bible says, with no doubt, that God moves with no doubt. Absolute faith. I mean, nothing with any, a little bit of doubt contaminates the faith. You got to have faith with no doubt. When you have faith, the size of a mustard seed, that little mustard seed allows your faith to grow. But you got to have something for God to work with. The little bit of faith is just enough for God to work in your life, but you gotta have that 100%. You gotta have that mustard seed of faith, at least 100% of the mustard seed. Some of us don't have the little bit of faith, which is enough for God to work a miracle in your life. What that means is that you still can't have no doubt with a little bit of faith. People are thinking, I can have a little bit of faith and still have a little bit of faith the size of a mustard seed and still have doubt. No, the Bible says that he can work only by faith and with no doubt. So if when you have that little bit of faith, you can't have no doubt with that little bit of faith, the size of a mustard seed. So I'm here to tell you today, if you have any doubt, ask God today to help you with your unbelief. Open up your mouth and shout, God, Lord, I love you. Lord, I need you. I can't do it by myself. Even when it comes down to faith, oh God, I'm having a hard time believing and trusting. Lord, today I ask you to help me with my unbelief, oh God, and increase my faith right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you know my heart is crying out today. Lord, you know my mind. I'm operating with a double mind. One day I believe. In the next moment, I can't believe. In the next moment, I'm doubt. But Lord, today I don't want to doubt no more. So Lord, I ask that you touch my life right now. Lord, because I know when you touch it, you're going to change it for the better. So Lord, today help me with my unbelief. So I can operate, walk in faith, and receive what you have for me to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Even had that been for you on our side, oh God, where would we be? Oh Lord, I need you now. I need you, Father God, every day of my life. I failed at some things. I made some mistakes. I made some bad choices, but God, you didn't give up on me. You saved me. Hallelujah. I thank you today for saving me. Thank you for saving my husband. Thank you for saving my mother. Thank you for saving my brothers and sisters, my cousins and aunts and uncles. Thank you for saving my children, oh God. Thank you for saving us, oh God. Oh God, we can't thank you. And yet still we thank you, Lord. We love you. Hallelujah to your name, God. You're worthy of all praise. Glory. Hallelujah. My God. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't care where you at. People say, be quiet. Say, no, I'm going to keep on praising him. You don't know what God has done for me. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know the things I've seen that should have just took me out. I should be crazy right now. I should be out of my mind. I should be sitting in a corner walking. But God kept me. He kept my mind. He kept me in a place, hallelujah, that I could come out victorious. I don't know about you, huh? But the God that I serve is able, and he did it for me. And if he did it for me, he can do it for you. So just believe on today. Stay in that place of believing and trusting God to do it. I don't care what it looks like. We get so concerned about, am I going to die? Is it my time yet? Don't worry about death. Death will come. While you sit there worried about death coming, and you know one day it's coming, enjoy the life that God has given you. So many of us are waiting for death. We just sit at the door waiting for death to show up. Why are you not just enjoying your life? God has given you life. We already know it's coming one day. So why are we worried about it? Why are we so afraid of it? Just thank God, because if you're saved, you know, that's when your life begins, when you leave here. You begin your eternal life, your good life, the life with no aches and no pain and no discomfort. You ain't got to worry about that, so stop worrying about death coming to your house. Oh, my God. I'm talking to somebody today. I'm telling you today, just live your life and thank God every day. If you can move whatever part of your body, thank God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Every time something ain't hurt, oh, I'm about to go. No, it ain't your time yet. God's still doing something in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not going to God be through with you. Hallelujah. Until he's ready for you to come home. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the shout, everybody. Welcome to the shout. I'm going to call your name, those who I know that are going to shout with me. I'll call your name one by one. And I want you to give God our praise and glory. I want you to shout to the top of the rooftop of your home or business. Right now, glory to God. Welcome, Doretha. Shout. Give God praise today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You woke me this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. So good to me. You woke me this morning. You started me on my way.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you, God. Oh, we thank God for you, Doretha. Hallelujah. Receive all that God has for you to receive, sister. Receive it with no doubt. Hallelujah. Shake the devil off. Every time he's trying to speak to you, every time he's trying to show up, you got to speak to that thing. Tell him, get out of here. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, you got to get out of here. Yeah, you ain't got to be afraid. Just tell him to go shake the devil off. Amen. Amen. Welcome, Sister Connie. Open up your mouth today and shout. Hallelujah.
Yes. I just want to thank God today again, over and over.
Yes. Jesus.
And spoke to me. She didn't have a stir. She sound very normal. She's walking good. I'm breathing good.
Jesus.
A little bit of my life back. I am just so happy. So grateful, and I feel so
Jesus.
Blessed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Ooh, all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Next time, I'm out of my shop. Glory to God. Hiya. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Minister Redwood, hallelujah. Welcome to the shout. Open your mouth and give God praise, our glory, and honor today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, the enemy tried to put me into depression, and that's not something that I ever struggle with. But
Jesus.
It's been so many storms. But he didn't know that I served the one that could tell the storm, peace, be still. God turned that whole situation around, and it's gone. He made that storm be still. It's gone, and I give him all the glory. I give him all,
Lord.
And I thank God for giving me the strength to keep pressing,
Jesus.
Even when it looked ugly and dark in my life. I thank
my
God. I pressed my way, and God is my way. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Won't he turn it around? Won't he step in? He's a God of turnaround. If you just trust him, if you just stay in that place of believing and trusting God to do it, I don't care what it looks like, how dim it gets, how dark it gets, how many times you got to ball up. I shut up. You got to stand and just trust God in the midst of the storm. You got to trust God when the devil is breaking havoc on your life. You got to trust God even when the tears are rolling down your face. You got to trust God when the enemy is at your back. You got to trust God when you're in the fire. You got to trust God when the lion got your head in his mouth. You got to trust God and know. Hallelujah. Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you for moving in the mighty way, God. We love you, Lord. Oh, God, we love you with all that we have, all of our soul, all of our mind, all that we have, oh, God. We love you. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to the show, Brenda Gale Carter. Welcome, cousin Brenda Gale. Open up your mouth today and shout, give God all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for a new day.
Yes, God. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank
Jesus.
You,
thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Yes, God.
All that I am. From
yes,
everlasting
God. To everlasting. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you are, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Glory to God. Woo, Shama, I'm thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Glory to God. See, God wants to, he want to get you in that place where you just trust him when it's gone. He wants you to trust him even when it's gone. Not even when it looks like it's gone. When it's gone, he wants you to trust him. That he'll show up. Because sometimes he'll let you get to the place where it's gone. He'll let you get to the place where it's no more, where you can't even see. Not talking about bad and see, but when you can't even see. And God will let you get to that place and he'll just step in and show up. When you're still in that place of nothing and you're still praising him, you say, God, I thank you. God, I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, more of you, less of me. Oh, God, right now, I thank you. I know everybody will left me. I know I ain't got nothing in my account. I know ain't no food on the table, but Lord, I just want to say thank you. What is it that you have for me to do? And I shall do it. Whatever a little strength I got, God, because I know that you are my strength and that you are my provider, and then there'll be a knock at the door, and all that you need and more will show up. Hallelujah. 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 But will you believe it, huh? Will you believe it and receive it, huh? My God, my God. Well, let me be a witness to you today. We serve a God that is able to do that. We serve a God that will send someone. Blessings will run you down and take you over. I remember one day I was in the store, and a young lady ran me down to bless me because God told her to bless me. She had money in her hand. She was literally running me down in the store. Pastor Chantel, God told me to bless you. Running me down in Walmart. And she was running because she was on the break. And she had money in her hand. It was like a 4x1 relay. And when she just transferred it, because the Bible says that if you trust them, that your blessing will run you down and take you over. I'm going to tell you today, I had blessings chasing me, running me down. I'm going to tell you, God will do it. God will do it. When my blood pressure was up, didn't have the money to pay for the medication, but I trusted God. My blood pressure normalized it all self because I trusted God. I said, God, you know, and I'm going to trust you right here, right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only did he bring it down, he brought it down below. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Welcome, Sister Dylan. Open up your mouth and give God all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Wow. I give him the praise, honor, and glory. What he
yes.
Me through from
Jesus.
From
Mark,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Right now I can walk,
Jesus.
I can shout, I can dance.
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you for the changes that he's doing to me.
My
in
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
my Lord.
He can do it for you.
Yes, he will.
From the top of my body, my Lord, to the top of my head. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm a dance.
Thank you, Jesus. Dancing all night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We nothing but God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are right there with you, walking with you during those times. And we can, those of us that kind of been together for the last few months, we can see what God has done and changed and coming together, touching and agreeing, you know, coming against those things and just trusting God and staying in their place. You know, and it's a power when we come together, believing, not coming together doubting, but coming together, believing and trusting God together for each other. Amen. That is power. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous avail it much, hallelujah. And righteousness means that we're right with God, that we are right with God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to the show, Darvina, Minister Darvina Dudley. Welcome. Open up your mouth and give God praise, our glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for
Jesus.
The
yes.
one for waking up.
Yes,
God. Thank you for just loving us when we didn't love our
yes,
children.
Lord.
I just wanted to say thank you, God. I'm in my journey.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Have your way, God.
Jesus. Jesus.
We
yes, God.
Free God,
deliver
and set us free, God.
My, my, my. Yes, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, Lord.
Dominion, power, greatness, and purpose on all of
us. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
I just ask him to move.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of
Jesus. Yes, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for wiping every tear on all
of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, God. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Darvina. God bless you, Sister Dudley. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Everybody that's here on the show today, we thank God for you. This is a message part of the show. We thank God once again, one more time, for what God is doing on today. Glory to your name, God. Today, the message you all is forgive difficult people. The message today is to forgive difficult people. The Bible says in James chapter 3 and 17, but the wisdom that comes from God is first of all pure, then peaceful, gentle, and easy to please. This wisdom is always ready to help those who are troubled and to do good for others. It is always fair and honest. So you are, sometimes it is hard to forgive difficult people. So sometimes people can be destructive and cruel, and sometimes people can be unfair and unkind and unappreciative, and sometimes people get angry and frustrated. So what's a Christian to do like us? What are we to do, the believers that we are? God's answer is straightforward. Forgive, forget, and move on. Can I say it again? Forgive, forget, and move on. In Luke chapter 6 verse 37, Jesus instructs, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. So be quick, you all, to forgive others for their shortcomings. And when other people misbehave, as they most certainly will from time to time, don't pay too much attention. Just forgive those people and move on as quickly as you can. Hannah Whitall Smith said, we must meet our disappointments, our malice enemies, our provoking friends, our trials of every sort with an attitude of surrender and trust. We must rise above them in Christ so they lose their power to harm us. Let this be your daily prayer. Dear Lord, when people around me are difficult, give me perspective and faith. When I am weak, give me strength to forgive. Let me trust in your promises, Father, and let me live with the assurance that you are with me, not only today, but also throughout all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. God bless you all that are here with me on today. May God continue to strengthen you. May God continue to pour into you. May God call you nigh unto him this day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you and God keep you. This is the wrap up of the shout. I want to release the pastor's blessing on you right now, that you will be blessed in all that you do on today. Let every prayer be answered, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that went forth, all that opened up their mouths to praise you, Lord God, giving you honor, praise, and glory. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep us and our family members, oh God. We ask that you heal the sick, oh God, bless, oh God. Oh, Father God, help those, oh God, that are straddling the fence today, oh God. Let them be one mind, oh God, one with Christ in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we now bind our mind with the mind of Christ and our will with the will of God right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person unworthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. It is in Jesus' name we pray and that we come together, that we are saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. You all, you all have a wonderful day in the Lord. This is the shout. We are back here tomorrow at 12 noon. Get on the train and ride with us. Hallelujah. With the Holy Spirit leading us. You all have a blessed day in the Lord.
Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.